Brother Carl, will you ask blessing over the word for me, please? Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, I'm just as happy to be here, Brother Carl, as you guys are to have me. This is something I never thought that I would have, Pastor. I just never thought I'd be here. Doug came first, and I didn't think I'd be here. But God had a different plan. He had something for me, and he had a different plan. And I don't ever want to mess up God's plan, because we don't know what he's got that we might need. And if we turn it away, then we have only ourselves to blame. But I am so thankful. The more you talk, I knew you were going to make me cry. I am just so thankful to be in this place. It means a lot to me, Brother Jason. I have a lot of friends here, and we all work together. We might not be blood family, but we are all one family, and we work together. And I appreciate God for that. It just means a whole lot when you have a family like this. And before I start this, I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 1, and it's on the board for you guys. But I had a message that I thought I was going to preach tonight. I got it all done. And the title was, I Want the People to See Jesus in Me. And if you go to Galatians, and it talks about the different fruits of the Spirit, had it all wrote down. My caregiver was there. And I read it to her, I talked it, and she said, oh, yeah, that sounds good. She walked out the door, and I heard God say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And I went, okay, Psalms 1, I know right where you're going. I said, Lord, just help me, because I knew right then, Pastor John, that he didn't want me to go where I was at. There wasn't nothing wrong with the scriptures where I was at. But he had a different reason that he wanted me to go to this place. So I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We have to walk with God's ministers. We have to follow the word. If we don't follow the word, we're in a lot of trouble. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. How many of us delight in the law of the Lord? It's right in your hands. It's right on the board. That is the law of the Lord. And he shall be, if you do that, if you delight in the law of the Lord, it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. A tree that's going to be nourished, Sister Peg. It's going to have water. It's going to be a strong tree. Did anybody ever think of yourself as a tree? But we are trees for the Lord. Planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. Not our fruit, God's fruit. In his season. His leaf also shall not wither. No matter what happens, we're going to hang on. We're not going to wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If we abide in the word, whatever we do, Brother Jason's going to prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. God knows our ways, whether we're following him or whether we're not. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. And nobody wants their way to perish. You want to be in the right way. You guys can all sit down. But if you stop and think about this, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Saints, we have got to be lights to the sinners. We can't stand in their way, Pastor John. We have to be lights to them. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And scornful means full of contempt. That the feeling that a person is beneath consideration or worthless. And I'm here to tell you, nobody is worthless. We are all striving to get to the same place. And it don't matter if they walk in here and we've never seen them. Nobody is worthless because we don't know who God has sent in here. And we have to delight in the law of the Lord. And it's right in front of you right now. This Bible is the law of the Lord. And that is where we have to find our delight. Our delight's not in all the worldly things, Sister Melissa. It's in the Word. If we can follow the Word, we can get through things that we go through. Because I'll tell you, if I couldn't have followed the Word the last 11 months, I couldn't have made it. And that's and you guys represent the Word to me too, because you always gave me Word, you always gave me encouragement. And I'm telling you, we can't make it without the Word. We can't make it without encouraging each other and to keep on trying. And it says, his leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How many want to prosper? You want things to get better. And you just have to keep working and trusting. We have to trust the Lord even when it looks bad, Brother Jason. We still have to keep trusting because my God has never failed. He won't fail us. Now, the ungodly are not so. They don't know God. They don't have nobody to lean on like we have to lean on. So, but they're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. They just go to and fro seeking things, and they don't have no answers. Only our God has the answers. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. If we pray enough, Brother Carl, the sinners come in here, God will get a hold of them. There's no way to run. If you walk into a church that's a praying church, there's nowhere to run because God will get a hold of you. I know he got a hold of me. I know how that works. I was 16, and I went to church with my grandma, and the pastor stood in the front, and he was crying, and he just went like this, that was it. I got up out of the seat, and that was the end of it. So I know I told my daughter, you can run, but you can't hide. God knows right where you're at. He knows what he wants to do, and anybody can run from him, but they can't hide. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. As long as we stay doing what God wants us to do, the Lord knows our way. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. And we want no part of being ungodly. We always want to stay righteous for the Lord. We always want to feel his blessings. And I guess if the main thing I could say, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We have to hold on to God's word no matter what. It might look bleak, but get you a piece of the word and hold on to it, because that word won't fail you. God will not change. He will always live up to what his word says. God bless everybody. I'll let you let the praise team do it.
The psalmist closed this chapter emphatically. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. The ungodly is the ungodly. And the way of the ungodly shall perish, Brother Carl. Amen. And I tell you what, I believe that the Lord did speak to Sister Gail. I believe that the Lord spoke to somebody here tonight. You better be careful what you follow. You better be careful who you follow. You better be careful who you take your spiritual advice from. What you have